Mam.
Mamy.
What's her name?
The
dead lady.
We were just talking about you.
I think I can come over. Let me ask my wife.
Give me a lesson.
It's a date.
Two days without you, Tony. Everybody's been calling. Mama, Daddy, Triplets, Vonda Mae, Tiny Joe, and I owe it all to you.
Don't thank me, Lurleen. You should be thanking your brain.
Oh, Howard, no man has ever been this nice to me without, you know, wanting something in return.
Well, I was going to ask you for a glass of water, but now I feel kind of guilty.
You're just a big sack of sugar.
Hey, you didn't think you were right. Really? Well, I should warn you, I'm not great with figures.
That's okay.
I make a lot of stupid decisions.
Nobody's perfect.
I did bad in school.
I didn't even go.
My personal hygiene has been described as...
Homer, you'll be a great manager. There's only one thing you need.
Now this is made from space age fabric. Developed. Sweat actually cleans this suit.
Yeah. dumb girl.
Have you seen this, Grandma?
I've got the colour.
It's good.
Are you seeing it?
No, that was great.
Hey, no, the best bit's when he gets the iron and he's free. He's got the shame of the iron and he's free. Well, he comes at the door, he's the boner. He's there with his hand. Yeah, the door, he's here.
I've got two Pavarotti tapes, you see, that's it. We'll make a tape, we'll back and get it to him alone, you know.
All right.
That's what I've got.
It was good. It
The humans just had it like it. I mean, it's been playing, hasn't it? I says, you might have put it back, I've just seen it once.
Thank you.
not even listening to me.
Sure they will.
What's the little one?
Harry, we
Bobby.
Up in here.
Bobby,
you've got a wonderful family, Homer. Please don't
Bobby,
forget what we
said
tonight.
Yeah.
I gotta go.
Oh.
I hate that man right now.
Hold on to your pitchforks, everybody. It's time again for...
Yeah!
Yeah!
Jocelyn Zeke, Butterball Jackson, Freddy Boy and Yuma, Taurus Moselle, Big Shirtless Rob, Orville and Hurley, Kathy May, Pip Diddler, Rudy, the Yahoo Recovering Alcoholic Chuck Band, and tonight your syndicated TV debut, Lurleen.
Excuse me, are you Colonel Homer Simpson?
Yes, I am.
I'm from Bell Yell Records, a division of Tokusaki Corporation. I'm interested in buying Lurleen's contract.
Forget it, pal. They don't call me Colonel Homer because I'm some dumbass army guy. Lurleen, they loved you.
Well, thank you. I'm still a little itchy from that fiberglass hay.
Is there anything you need?
Oh.
Well, you could make my evening complete.
Uh-huh.
What's wrong?
My whole romantic life is flashing before my eyes.
Oh, you
girls. No.
Can I have my dog?
I love you for the rest of my life.
Aww.
I'm sorry, Harvey. All I wanted to do was share your beautiful voice with other people. And I've done that. Oh, I'd better get out of here before I lose my family. Just so I don't wonder, you would have gone all the way with me, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, before we negotiate, I have to tell you I'm desperate to unload Berlin, and I'll take any offer.
I'll give you $50.
You son of a... Donk.
Oh, Homer.
I caught my wife in bed with my best friend. You bit her?
Yep. Bit him, too. Yeah,
and now, once again, Burley.
Homer?
Is there any room in that bed for a dad bird pool?
Always has been.
Now I'd like to play a song I wrote just this minute. It's called Stand By Your Manager. His name's Homer. He's quite a man.
Oh, look at that belly.
I tried to kiss him.
I tried to kiss him.
Sure wish I could say that I was here.
Yeah.
I hope that Mark knows.
If that eyes meet the challenge.
Just how lucky she is.
I do.
Oh, happy ending. I want to see who was singing. Beverly D'Angelo.
And next week, The Simpsons will be back for more tales of the 90s. Same time next week. We're only 1 hour away from a very special 2-hour showing of Sky One's great new drama, Eastwick. First of all, it's time for the Hitchcock series 21 Jump Street. And Booker is about to learn all about guilt.
Oh,
in just a moment.
I want to see mid-December. What happened? If you come off with the rights, if you're dead, then.
What's
that
about
there,
you
know? Do you know
that?
Starts.
That's
the night. Oh, Sancho and Rogers. Yeah, my dreams were. When he's married to a young teenager. He's a lawyer.
Kisser? Say so. Good clothes, Sansa.
is going to appear on Studs, 10 p.m., Monday to Thursday, on Sky.
This is the one you are talking about.
Perhaps the closest election in
4 years.
Yeah, but trust, he's horrible.
He looked a bit arsehole,
didn't he?
It
looked fiasco.
Great. Just what everybody wants to follow the people.
Once again, we're waiting in the road. I'm not too sure what it is. Yes, it's incredible. I'm looking at the road. Plus, I want to
feel like I've done a shift already.
We haven't been here. What's the time of anyway? I start to think, I wonder if we'll be nearly finished.
I'm yawning already. Don't know what it'll be like at 7 o'clock tonight.
You can't do anything in the morning. I only did about an hour's work.
That's all that I did.
What shall I do now? Shall I get ready? Should I take the dog out? Shall I... I've had to take the dog to Jeff's mum's because I'm going to be out over 6 o'clock and that when I would normally walk in. The cat's in the utility room.
Well, I'm going to have to phone Tony and he'll either be going home and then come through to pick me up. Or he'll just have to stay at work, come and pick me up.
Come and have a cup of coffee with me and tell me to pick you up from Jeff dropped the radiator in the bath and put a hole in it.
Put a hole in the radiator?
No.
In the bathroom?
In the bath.
In the bath?
We need a new bathroom suite.
So now you can't have a bath?
I've got a bucket underneath. And he's pulling the sink off the wall today so he can chisel the cement off. So I've got to wash my teeth, brush my teeth, wash my face in the kitchen sink.
I'm going to have to get Tony to come pick us up.
Get the bus in every day, or are you going to be coming in with him and waiting in the library?
Oh no. Being dropped at 8:30 in the morning till 2 o'clock.
Wait, I've got the flatbed on.
Oh, no.
Oh, I can't work in the library.
I wasn't going to go to the library, but I started in my room.
And if I came in saying came to your room, wouldn't ever get anything done.
Yeah, but then when Helen and that had woken up, about 11:30 she woke up, and then the provision part that I told them, like, we also came
to the library. Did you wake up at 11:30?
Wait, it was
2 minutes. I did an hour. I started at 9:30, I finished at 10:30. I know I did it exactly an hour.
I started about 10:55, and I finished at 12:00. Then I had to get ready to go to the bank to get the
book. So is Tony going to be staying away at the time that you...
Well, I'm saying Alison, the only thing I can do is when I phone him is either he goes home and then comes through here, or more than likely, you know, he'll just stay at work and come and pick me up.
So either way, one of you is going to be hanging around. I mean, either you've got to hang around the morning or he's got to hang around at night. Or... I can never get the bus here.
You're telling me?
Well, I know, I mean you.
This is typical, isn't it? I've got a headache already.
Oh yes, we felt like it was buzzing.
Oh yeah.
The day that I had my perm, you know how it's dead, and I thought it was just tickly, you know. And it wasn't until I'd been done, I went and sat back in my seat. I was watching him do other people. And my auntie Gwenny, who was with us, but she didn't get done, said that his heart's done.
So what did he hear you often?
Well, he just says it, all your stresses go away.
And did they?
No.
Oh.
I mean, I was like, I'm still worried. I'm still worried. I'm still stressed. But I felt as though, I felt exactly the same. I didn't feel asleep. was just had my eyes shut back up, like opening one eye to have a look at him.
I'm like that. Then, we're looking at you.
And then I was aware that he wasn't there anymore. And I thought, what do I do now? So I opened my eyes. And he came rushing over and he said, are you all right? Would you like a glass of water? And I said, no, I'm fine. Sure, I'll get it. No, I'm fine, fine. And then he said, well, take a seat when you're ready, back in your head. And I thought, right, you are. And I thought, I can't move. Right?
Really? Yeah. Well, you're immobilized.
I was like, I want to get up now. Come on, hands.
Come on, legs.
And then when I went to get up, I was fine. I thought I would fall, but I didn't. I just walked back in the chair. I was fine. And my auntie Gwenny said, "Were you asleep?" I said, "No." I mean, I really just said like this. I wasn't the least bit even relaxed or tired or anything. And she says, "He looked. She says you looked like you were out of it." And she says, "He looked dead worried when he walked away from me. He kept looking at you. And, you know, you looked like you were going to fall off the chair." And I said, you know, I didn't. So I watched other people who looked at weird, and anyway, it turned out, do you believe in that?
I think so, yeah.
I'm sick of telling people I don't believe in it, and I feel a complete turkey. But it turned out that's what they were. I realised people were, and they had a little chat to us about
what?
People.
About people who are dead,
and about
who were trying to get into
about
why?
I don't know what he was going to do it. I would have filmed that. I mean, I was packing £30 sitting there with him. But he was sort of, the guy that did me, he was about, he had a haircut like Jacko off, he was built a bit like Jacko, he had a white t-shirt on, a pair of jeans, a beer belly, and tattoos of his arm.
And he just was the kind of person who inspired faith in you.
Exactly. But you went into this room, and there was this music playing, like on the, John would play on
guided fantasy.
You know, water swishing person? A blue light bulb in the middle of the room. And I'm thinking, oh, come on, you know? But it was just, I mean, the things that they said, honestly, weird.
They're good, aren't they?
Did I tell you once that a nurse on radiotherapy did me psychometry?
Yeah.
Did I tell
you?
Well, didn't I tell you?
Yeah, I've definitely heard this.
What was that?
She was holding me fob watch and she said a few things about us and about dead people.
And, yeah.
Well, this guy. The same person was there with exactly the same message, because she said, what happened was,
she
said,
she was fed up. You don't really got the message, she left someone else. Not left somebody else have returned.
Well, it was, what happened, right, I'll tell you the whole story and go for a break, but basically, the man that healed me, ma'am, said to me, well, he said to me, ma'am, where's the horses? He says, I'm getting horses all the time. So, of course, me and my auntie Gwenny went. And he said, is it you? I said, well. But he said, just everything that was happening, I kept getting horses. And then anyway, he said to me, he says, is there a man in the spirit world close to you? So I just thought, granddad. And I said, yeah. I was very sort of
non-committal.
And very, well, I suppose, kind
could
of
be,
attitude.
Could be.
Because I just thought he was guessing, you know? And he says, I didn't see him. He said, I saw him and pointed to this girl over the side of the room. He was standing beside you when you were in the chair.
Oh, no!
He says, I'll get her to come over and have a chat with you. And she came over
did
after.
Did you describe him?
Uh-huh.
Who was it?
My dad's granddad. His name and everything. His physique, his physical appearance, his character. And why he was there. And it's exactly what that nurse said off radiotherapy. There's something I've got to do. You need a bit of a push to do it, but there's something that you want to achieve. There's something you've got to do. Get on and do it.
Qualify this.
Exactly what it's not. I didn't want to do it.
It's your riding.
Well, that's what everybody says.
Or it's having a baby.
Well, I don't think it is.
It's getting married,
I don't
think
it is.
I think
it's to do me riding exam, but I was sitting because Brenda, whose horse I ride up at Bedlington, I was telling her and I said, why would the spirit world get in such a tiz about me doing a riding exam? She said, what would happen if you got your riding exam when you qualify nursing? I said, well, I'd probably be riding, I wouldn't know. She said, well, maybe this some reason you ought not to be a nurse. I mean, you know how the, if you believe in fate, and is there any control over it, or is it all planned out for you, and this kind of thing? Is someone trying to steer your career or your rest of your life?
Away from something.
Away from something. So I don't know, I mean, I'm very open-minded. But he described it, my mum told her everything about a fall, the bump on her head, and you. Just loads of things.
Very strange.
Not research me.
I think Jane looks yellow.
What?
Do you think Jane looks a bit yellow?
Is it not the reflection of us?
That's what I was thinking.
Complete disaster probably as well. I know. So if any of us did not, we'd probably look yellow.
So
it was very weird.
I don't know if I would go to one now.
Well, I want to go now to it, which is why I want to be up on Wednesday night. I'm going to go to the Open Circle.
We should all go.
Would you fancy?
Well,
so am I.
See, what happened is Anne came over and he says, you know, I've told this lady that you saw the man stand beside her. And she went, oh, yeah. Can you just, and she sort of, she described him. Apparently he was very tall, which we knew was my granddad. My granddad was knee-high or grasshopper. Straight as a die in character and in physical appearance. Like he had a rod at his back. She was using all of his expressions, which apparently he was. Obviously, I never met him. Don't think my dad even met him. And then she said, she's we're not supposed to, turn to the other guy, she's we're not supposed to do Playboy. It's like laughing, you know. And he says, ah, go on, it's the end. Because all the faith healing was over. And then here she went into
a trance.
Well, not a trance, it was just so normal. She thought she was doing this, right? She was going,
like, Whoopi Goldberg and go.
No, dead normal. She was going, like, you're me and I'm her. And she was standing, I was sitting, there, she was standing, she sort of went, can you take a Leslie? And I went, yeah. She says, not in the spirit world.
Can you take a
Leslie? And I said, well, yeah, like I've got a cousin Leslie, I'm blessing. And then nothing more was said about that, and then she was gone. Seems a funny thing to say. There's something you need to do. She was literally having a two-way conversation, although not in an odd way, not going, you know? She was just like talking to herself, she's going, yeah. And then she would turn her attention back to me.
Oh, how strange.
And described him and his
name. You fancy going on Wednesday? And Lindsay might be able to tell you something.
Well, listen, I'll go because my sister's going with us. And the following Wednesday, I'll tell you what it's like. And come with us if it's
then we'll go to the district nurse.
But it's not
but
real.
But then what if I don't know things and then I might get through to my life thinking
we just forget
that
about
them.
Well, if you're that sort of person, I would worry about them, you see. Now, if someone said to me, I know not like an accident or death, but someone said, you don't have any sisters or something. I would imagine in my mind that something was going to happen to my sister for her not to be able to see it.
I would just think.
I remember when I was little, my mum went to a fortune teller. Like, tears and she told us that we were going to move to a house to Green Door.
Did you?
Move from that Green Door.
Well, you'll be scraping the paper.
The thing that worries me is, in case I go right, Missy,
you're
going to have two marriages.
Oh, yeah.
Because someone told Tony's mum that Tony would be married twice and the second marriage would be very happy.
But then we've taken that to be that the first one was that Jill first.
Yeah. But that's it.
But if
they
say to me, I'll be married twice, I'll be thinking, oh my God.
But you will relate it. It's no matter what they say, you will relate it.
Moving swiftly along, the little thing on the timetable, you know, from the last session where it says quiz, it's not really a quiz. Quiz is at the end of the module. But what we are going to do is give out your study guides and the areas that you'll be revising. Don't do it now.
I don't think I'm even going to bother revising this.
Oh, no. Will it be a multiple choice or a written or a... A mixture.
Is it serious?
Is it serious?
I can't seem to fit all this stuff in. Oh, this looks a little bit less. Not like who was Batman's enemies and things like that. Like the last
named
one. Yeah, named the Seven Dwarfs.
The forceful expulsion of things.
No, that was stupid. That, and I got it wrong.
You got it wrong.
Look, stupid question. The way it was framed.
Forceful expulsion of
sperm.
And it was ejaculation.
But I thought it was masturbation. Well, I thought it was the force.
Well, it's funny, I was telling Stephen, my boyfriend, about that, and I was telling him the question, and he said masturbation.
Well, Jeff laughed at me when I told him, he said, Evelyn, typical.
Typical, typical Alison would think of that. Too late.
I'm going to break now. I feel like I've had enough.
I've got a headache.
That's too tense.
Well, she's not now. No, it's not. It's June.
She is, because her legs don't feel.
I know, that's what I was thinking. She's a bit jaundiced. I don't want to ask her if she's embarrassed.
I don't even know Dave.
You're looking very yellow today, Dave. Tell me what
I don't really want to say. Excuse me, is that taking care of you? A bit jaundiced.
I know, will you come?
And they're not tight either.
No.
I had to take Tony to the casualty on Saturday. He got a crack on the side of his head at rugby in his ear, and his hearing went, and he was feeling a bit. So I had to take him. He's got a card with, I have had a recent head injury. Thanks to look for all. Please report immediately. Tony.
What happened?
He got a knock on Saturday. I think it was when he was tackling and he didn't black out. He was dazed, but he got like a crack on the side of his head and his ear. And his hearing went.
Any questions about that guy?
So I had to take him.
Was it the RVI or the chin?
No. I'm sure. Well, he says it's still a bit echoey.
This is your study guide. Work your way through the guide and you'll be able to answer all the questions on the quiz. As usual, the papers are taken and they're kept in a file for reference by your personal tutors. The reason that we're going to produce biological science quizzes is that it's from your feedback and evaluations that you don't get enough biological science.
I never
said that.
I might have said that.
60% of the people
who are at the end of the Common Foundation course said
they
haven't
had enough biological science. So that'll teach you. Alison
wants the
60%. You do need to have a basic knowledge of biological science to understand
how to do people. You can't
understand the animal. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Yes. Anybody dares to disagree? No, very sensible.
Shane doesn't want to be on the team. Great. Okay.
No, then that's the seventh session
disorder that we're
trying to do.
What can we do for another 3 hours?
I think you just go for tea.
Yay! Four and a half
hours
we've got.
We're back at half past three.
Is this like coffee time?
This is your coffee. Like if you've been in an hour, you're going to be in coffee.
Coffee.
If you get a vegan sandwich, or something, you might do it.
So,
yes,
cut up. So, I need a normal time we'll be finished.
We would have been revising had we not been here.
I would have seen Neighbours. I'm not going to see it. What am I going to do? You'll capture it. It's very important, you know, for my well-being. For my well-being. And you had just lost when you came back to it.
You watched one episode and you've caught up.
Do I have any idea what time we'll be finished? Because I've got to phone my list.
When Carl finishes in the session, we'll have a chat with him. Because what we'll have to do is negotiate at the end of the next session, whenever we're finished, because that's entirely dependent on when we get fed up.
Various
we run out of things to say, how many, you know, what your response to the session is. But usually it finishes within an hour and a half, the next session, which means we finish it 5 o'clock. Right, and then it's time for a break again. Now,
I think we've got to be careful. If we cut out the breaks, there's an awful lot of people saying, let's work right through. You're not effective. You're not learning if you haven't gone away and had a break.
Need, you know, people who sort of need a boost to make a team levels up. And
people who drink coke need a
boost. Need a boost.
Maybe
not
be off as much as everyone else, but you've got to have your support.
No, I want to be off more than anybody. Carol, Carol is a problem. I don't mean that personally, she's a problem. But she's got the biggest problem of all because she's got to pick up the girls up, get them back home and come back.
Yeah, no, she's bringing them in here.
So, if today she can come in early, if she's sorted that out.
She's got the last session.
That's right.
Yeah. Originally, she didn't.
Well, originally I had the last session, but we can't.
But you've stopped it round.
Well, you're adults, so I'm sure you can read that for yourself without me going through and talking about it. I'm cracking by loads of
I think everybody else.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, I've got another one. I'm going to have to pop out. Sorry, Carl, I'll have to go. Oh, I've got
my. I've been to see my mentor 4 times. She'd have forgotten it. She's on the sink. She hasn't written it.
I haven't done my intermediate on my community.
Oh, I haven't even started my community.
No, you haven't. Nobody's looked at me.
She said, take it away.
I've got so much to do other than do that. Oh, I mean, I've got a curfew.
This is my objective.
And I've got wound management.
Get to Monday and do my exam, and then after that, you can tell me everything.
Well, Lindsay, I was just saying, Alison, we're off on the Monday to the exam. Then we've got study day on Tuesday, and we're off on Friday. I'm on a half day on Thursday, so I think I should have my day off on Wednesday. And I'm just be doing half day on Thursday, maybe.
We should go out after the exam.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll go on the
Wednesday.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Are you having some food now?
I'll have my tea when I get in. Have some fish.
I'll have some coffee.
Fish.
Fish, come on, yeah. Fish, take it easy.
There.
Lemon salt. Me, for my tea.
Why are you having it when you get in?
I'll have to have it when I get in.